neighbourhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Umgeni Uthukela Water says no water disruptions are expected during the shutdown of Reservoir 2 at the Durban Heights Water Treatment Works. It says the shutdown, which began yesterday, is to allow for an inspection of the reservoir's internal structure. Here's spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo.
This intervention is essential to ensure the structural integrity of the reservoir and to maintain optimal water quality compliance throughout its operational life. The shutdown will conclude on the 3rd of November 2025. During this period, Reservoir 3 will be used to supply both the southern and northern aqueducts, which supply water to parts of the eThekwini Metro. We urge residents to continue practicing water conservation and to use water sparingly.
KZN is set to receive a financial boost of more than 100 billion rand. The two-day trade and investment conference concluded at the Durban ICC this week, where investors made their pledges. The investments are expected to create more than 60,000 direct jobs across KZN. Premier Tamu Ntuli says it will also help position the province as a globally competitive hub for trade and investment.
The pledges, they are spread across the province. Even rural townships were mentioned, secondary cities are listed, and that inspires hope that KwaZulu-Natal economy is growing. Your investment commitments are not merely financial transactions. They are declarations of confidence in KwaZulu-Natal's future.
A French court has sentenced an Algerian woman to life imprisonment without parole for raping, torturing and murdering a schoolgirl in Paris. Dabia Bankirid becomes the first woman in the country to receive this maximum sentence. The 27-year-old was found guilty of killing 12-year-old Lola Davier in the French capital in 2022. Lola's mother told media yesterday that justice has been served. Since its introduction in 1994, only four men have received the same maximum sentence. And finally, an electric guitar used by Noel Gallagher from British rock band Oasis has been sold in London for over 6 million rand. The cherry red guitar is famous for having been damaged during the fight that led to the band breaking up in August 2009. Last year, the band announced they'd be reuniting for a worldwide comeback tour, which they're currently completing. Your top story this hour, Umgeni Uthukela Water says no water disruptions are expected during the shutdown of Reservoir 2 at the Durban Heights Water Treatment Works. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.